This is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 1 through 11. So start off with Arma Virumque Cano. So I sing of arms and a man. Qui primus aboris Troiae, who first from the shores of Troy, fato profuis, a fugitive by fate, Italiam laviniaque littora venit, came to Italy and the Lavinian shores. Ille multum, he, much jactatus, much tossed about, et terris et alto, both on the lands and on the sea, vi superum, by the power of the gods. Ob iram memorem, on account of the unforgetting anger, saevi Iunonis, of savage Juno. Multa quoque et, and also passus multa, having endured many things, bello, in war, dum conduret, until he might found urbem, the city, feritque deus latio, and bring the gods to Latium. Unde, whence, genus latinum, the Latin people, Albanique patres, and the Alban fathers, atque, and also, Moenia, the city walls, altae Romae, of high Rome. Musa, mihi causis memora, muse, recall for me the reasons, quo numine laeso, with which God had offended, quidve dolens, or grieving at what, Regina Deum, the queen of the gods. And then you have to go all the way down to Impulerit, that's your main verb. The queen of the gods forced. Virum in signum pietate, a man, outstanding in piety. Tot vorere casus, to undergo so many misfortunes. Tot adire labores, and to approach so many labors. Tantaene irae. Is there such anger? Animis calestibus, in the celestial minds. All right, so this is the first 11 lines of the Aeneid. There are several ellipses in this first section. An ellipsis is when there is no verb indicated. For instance, the last line, tantae ne animis calestibus irae, there's not a verb. So when that happens, usually the verb that is implied is a verb to be or a verb to say. So here you can say, is there such great anger in the celestial minds? There's also several things that would be considered a metonymy. Metonymy is where you use a part of something to indicate the whole. So you've got Arma Virumque Cano, I sing of arms and a man. That could be considered a metonymy to stand for war itself. You're talking about war by talking about the weapons. Then there's also something called a transferred epitaph or an analogue. That would be, or at least the first one would be, on line 4, where we say, on account of the unforgetting anger of savage Juno. Anger is not unforgiving or unforgetting. Juno is the one who that adjective really applies to. And so it logically describes Juno, but is poetically applied to Iram. Same thing could be thought of for line 7, where it says the city walls of high Rome. Some people think that that's a transferred epitaph since it more accurately describes the walls. But I think it could also really honestly be describing Rome, because Rome was on the top of seven hills. So it could be taken as a transferred epitaph or not. So there's a lot of lit devices through here that we will discuss as we continue to translate the Aeneid. But this is kind of the very beginning, telling, you know, why everything happened. It happened, or at least it was set into motion, by Juno.